Hi, today I'd like to talk about two things that I've observed in the last 24 hours that I think indicate some changes are coming. So as always, before I get to the topic of the day, if you like the work we're doing, please subscribe to the channel and come to forwardky.com and become a member so you can get all our content. And if you subscribe at a certain level, you can get transcripts of these podcasts and videos sent right to your inbox. So what are the two things that I noticed? The first is the results out of the elections last night in New York, specifically New York City. The mayor of New York, whom you may know, is a Democratic socialist, endorsed three young challengers to some of the incumbents running for Congress. And all three of them won. And they called themselves Democratic Socialists, and they won. Even with that name, that party label, that sort of philosophy attached to them. Now, you may be saying, well, it's New York. Okay, sure, I get that. It's New York. They elected Mondami as mayor, so that says something right there. But I can remember a time not too long ago when putting that label by your name would have meant you would lose, period. So that change is coming. That change is happening up in that part of the country. But let me bring it closer to home for a moment. I interviewed Drew Williams the other day, who is running for Congress in the 1st District, challenging Jamie Comer. And Drew Williams is not some effete, champagne-drinking liberal. He builds boat docks for a living. I mean, you know, this is a working guy. And he took time off from his work to do the interview, and then he told me, you know, I'll be back out on the lake building some more boat docks in between campaigning and doing this interview. And during the interview, he mentioned the fact that he loves policy. Okay, that's great. So do I. And he mentioned a specific policy that I kind of went, whoa. He said that everybody in the United States should begin their income tax form with a $100,000 personal exemption. And I went, wow, why? Why that number? And he said, well, he went back to the very first income tax, which was 1913, was the one that we have now, and it started with an exemption of $3,000. The first $3,000 of your income was not taxable. He said, okay, run that through an inflation calculator, and what does it come to? And I went and did it this morning after I looked up that form from 1913 to make sure he was right about the $3,000 exemption, and he was. And if you run that up to today, that comes to about $102,000. So if we were doing income taxes the way it started, everybody would begin with an exemption of $100,000. And of course, what does that mean if we're going to keep, you know, the government running and spend obscene amounts on defense and so on and so forth? Well, that means that the wealthy would have to pay more, which we've all been saying we want, but he puts a number to it. I just was fascinated by that. And he is saying it out on the campaign trail. He's saying it not only to progressives, but also to Republicans and independents. And he explains to them like he explained to me. And they all go, yeah, I get that. I like that. He's got people who are standing with him on these things. And their policy positions that probably 10 years ago would have gotten you laughed out of the room. And people are going, yeah, I like that. I'm going to vote for you because I like what you stand for. Folks, change is coming. I'm reminded of a comment made by Mitch McConnell a bazillion years ago. Somebody was bemoaning to him the fate of the Democratic Party and the rise of the Republicans across the country and especially in Kentucky. And Mitch McConnell, of all people, said, "Don't despair. The pendulum will swing back. It always does." Folks, as bad as things are right now, and they're bad, we have a president who is wrecking the country and wrecking our standing in the world. And we have, you know, we have crazy people running the government in some places, both in the states and in the federal. But in spite of all that, I think change is coming. I think people are like sick and tired of the wealthy bending everything for themselves and getting away with stuff, and the rule of law doesn't apply to them, and so on and so forth. I think everyday people are going, wait a minute, why don't we have universal health care? Why don't we have a $100,000 exemption on our income tax? Why aren't our schools the best they can be? And why are our roads falling apart? And so on and so forth. Everyday people are sick and tired of it. And I think change is coming. Now, if you remember Mark Twain's comment, when the end of the world comes, I want to be in Kentucky because everything there happens 20 years later. Yes, I think it's going to take a while for all of this change to work its way into the bluegrass state. But I do think it's going to. And I do think some young adults and some older adults are going to work together to make it happen. And I think we're going to see some change, maybe even this year, but definitely over the next few years. So there's a hopeful sign for you. And let's push for that $100,000 exemption while we're at it.